Good evening. This is Saskia Machu of the Sabre Government Information Services. I'm here along with Public Health Doctor Dr. Kuhn to give some insight on testing for COVID-19. Good evening, Dr. Kuhn.
Good evening, Saskia, and good evening to the residents of Sabre.
As you know, there's been lots of talks and questions concerning testing for COVID-19. So let's start there.
Well, testing for corona has a lot of complexities to it, and it's not so straightforward as it might seem.
Can you explain what these are?
Firstly, we have two types of tests, the blood test and the molecular test. So far, we've been using the molecular test, and that is basically a very uncomfortable swab of the nose and the throat. The blood test is just a regular blood test where blood is drawn from your arm.
So what are the differences between these two tests?
Well, the molecular test with the nose and throat swab is used when patients are sick. The swab is used to see if the virus is still in your throat or nose. And as the virus only stays in your throat for 1 to 2 weeks, the timing of this test is very important. The blood test, on the other hand, only checks your blood for antibodies. If these antibodies show up, this means that you have already had the virus. But it does not show if you are now sick with it. For that, we need the molecular test.
Some people think that we should test the entire population. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, there is a shortage of testing in most places in the world, and also in the Caribbean. But even without that, testing everyone would not give a complete overview of who has the virus. Someone can test negative today, but be positive tomorrow or next week. The blood test could be used to see who has had the disease, but that test has the problem of false positives if you test an entire population where only a small amount may have had the disease.
Dr. Kuhn, what is a false positive?
Yeah, that is when the blood test comes back showing that you have antibodies in your system, but it wasn't the coronavirus. That means that the blood test is not correct. If, for example, you would test all 2,000 people, then statistically about 100 blood tests could be false positives. These persons would then have a false sense of security, thinking they cannot contract the virus again. So the blood test should be used only when you have a real suspicion that someone has had the virus.
So how is testing being done now?
It is good to start by saying that at the moment, Sabre is doing a lot more tests than almost any other country relative to the size of our population. And we expect to take dozens more tests in the next week or so. The testing strategy is to test anyone with symptoms of coronavirus. And if someone is positive, we quarantine all people that were in close contact with the patient during the time that this person was possibly infectious. We then also test all those close contacts at the end of the quarantine, even if they do not have symptoms. The blood test we will use for people who may have had the virus already, after coming back from abroad before the borders closed.
Do we have enough tests or testing material on the island?
That is a constant challenge indeed, but we have enough for the large groups that we are testing now. And we have asked the assistance of the Netherlands to provide us with many more sampling kits, but also to support the lab on St. Martin so we get results quickly.
Today, Public Health, along with Sabre Healthcare Foundation, started a drive-in clinic. How does this work?
Yeah, indeed. To be able to test more people quickly, we are now working with the hospital to have people who are sick, but that can still drive, have them come down and be seen by the doctor and tested by us while they stay in their car. People do need an appointment, though, to come down. And we are still urging people with flu-like symptoms to call the hospital, even if you only have mild symptoms, like a sore throat for a few days, a cough, or a fever.
Thank you, Dr. Kuhn. If there was something that we missed, please send your questions to info@sabregov.nl. We want to hear from you. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and good night.